Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
AD, we're back.
We are back with another special edition of coronavirus. This is how I feel like people should look when they have corona.
We are still quarantined, y'all. This is crazy. That's how you know it's real.
Right.
Yeah.
So today we have a mommy of two, soon to be three, a registered nurse, a wife. Tell the people who you are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Yvette. I'm a nurse at a hospital here in Richmond, Virginia. Been nursing now for 2 years. I'm working on a GYN unit, so I'm with pregnant women, sometimes newborns. So pretty much a high-risk population.
Mm.
Ooh. And somebody got to do it.
Yeah,
thank God for you.
How has it been? Like, I know with all this craziness going on, has it been affecting your unit or your floor at all, or is it just the ER that you're hearing about? How has it been in the hospital for you?
So it's just pretty much the ER and like your regular med surge floors. So, like, we would be the last to room any, you know, critical ill patients or what have you. We do have two negative pressure rooms on our floor. So a lot of times, not even a lot of times, but with the coronavirus, they found that putting them in a negative pressure room, if they are on ventilators, that it helps with the recovery process. So we like, eventually, if it does become to like flood the hospitals, we could possibly, you know, room two patients on our floor. But as of now, it has, you know, it hasn't gotten to that point, thank goodness. So it's good.
Has there been any moms that have been affected?
Not as far as from the COVID, but with the whole visitation policy, a lot of times, you know, they want a lot of family here because we do have patients who are long-term. They have to be in the hospital for like 2 and 3 months because their water is broken, or they have to stay on bed rest until the baby comes. So just not having that support there with them, It is affecting them mentally. And then you have to deliver like with one person in there pretty much, which could be, you know, the spouse. So even, I know sometimes they do midwives or doulas, they're not allowing any of that now. So you have to have one person in a delivery room, just one person pretty much throughout the whole stay, quarantined in the room with them.
So they better figure out how to deliver at home, take it back to the basics, because that sounds like the safest route at this point.
It really does.
You better blow up that pool that's outside in the backyard. The little kiddie pool.
Bring out the olive oil.
Something. Mm-hmm. So you're pregnant.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you have a family of two kids and a husband. What precautions are you taking working at the hospital and then coming home?
Your kids are home from school, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So 11-year-old. So she's definitely home. So we actually just got word today that they are out until the end of the school year, like they're not going back to school.
Oh.
And that's here in Virginia. So she kind of came downstairs and told me that. So I'm like, wait, no, you're not telling the truth. So I'm looking it up and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. You're not going back to school. And she was kind of upset. She looked down, you know, fifth grade, your last year in elementary, you know, the whole fifth grade graduation, you won't be able to, you know, enjoy that. You miss your friends, everything like that. So she did feel a little down about that.
Sucks, but don't let them outside because them other kids dirty.
So you don't know what they didn't got into, what their parents didn't got into, what their cousins didn't got into. We try to keep them occupied here. I have a little schedule where in the mornings, of course, we do breakfast. So she did have schoolwork up until they were going to be out of school until April. So schoolwork for up until then. So now I'm not sure what they what the plan is, what they're going to do as far as schoolwork, how to turn it in and things like that. So we'll do breakfast. She'll do schoolwork. Even with my 3-year-old, he has not ABC Mouse, but it's another app on there, like a little learning app. He'll go through that while she's doing it. Then we'll have a snack. So pretty much like a daycare type of thing. Yeah,
like a homeschool type of thing. Well, God bless you, because I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. I was about to say, you sound like you got a plan, and this should be 1 week for people, and I know I'm crazy, so if you got it in order, kudos to you.
Okay. Yeah, I actually wrote it all down. So, today, it's a little gloomy outside, so everybody kind of being in their room and just doing their own thing. But for the most part, we've been trying to keep a little schedule going.
What's your routine coming home from the hospital? How are you staying safe and... You know, because with people coming in and out, what are you doing? Yeah.
So first and foremost, when we go in the hospital, now they have some policies and procedures in place where there's only one entrance into the hospital so they can screen everybody. They, of course, advise me to wash your hands, pretty much between contact with each patient, which I do. I wear a mask. It's not necessarily a requirement right now, but I do wear a mask as far as for when I'm doing patient care. And then coming home, I just go right in the shower, take off all my scrubs and things like that, and make sure I put those in the laundry. And that's pretty much it, making sure just keeping my hands washed, limiting my exposure to other parts of the hospital. So I make sure I bring my lunch now. So that smart. I'm not having to, so I can just stay on my unit. I don't have to go to the cafeteria. Although now in the cafeteria, they have it where you don't, they don't let the visitors sit in the cafeteria anymore. They have it where you just grab your food and go. But still, just trying to limit my exposure, as much as I can being in the hospital. So,
are you scared? Are you freaking out like the rest of the world is?
Yes, a little. Yeah, I can say because it's progressing so fast, so quickly. I am a little bit because I am pregnant. If I was not pregnant, of course, I would still be panicking because I have children at home that I'm, trying to protect as well. But because there aren't many studies and things like that on the effects on the fetus or just on a pregnant woman in general, it's just the fear of the unknown. The only study they have so far is from the World Health Organization. Well, I don't think they did, but they posted about it. It was done in February. It was a study on 140 women, 8% of them were severely ill, but then only 1% was critically ill. So it was, for one, it's a small size of, it's not enough evidence out there to really rule out, pregnant women aren't, at a high risk.
Yeah.
But in general, if you're looking at the whole picture, pregnant women our immune systems are a little bit more suppressed than a non-pregnant woman. So I think we still would be part of the higher risk population without, a lot of the studies that they haven't done just yet.
Yeah. It's crazy because it seems like new things are happening all the time. There's more information that's coming out. And then it kind of cancels out what you knew before. Mm-hmm. Is it airborne? No. And then you hear somebody else says that it is airborne. It's oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
You don't know yet. So it's kind of, you're muddling through it now. I wish some people, I'm not going to say no names, would have been more prepared. Maybe the world could have had this medical supplies we needed.
Yeah.
Just the more resources and we wouldn't be scrambling right now. But
yeah. And I think too, it kind of puts things into perspective. Hey, we need these things, or, it also allows you to know, what the rest of the world goes through on a daily basis,
Exactly.
This is what they go through over in what we call these third world countries. And they're probably looking at us like we're crazy as hell. Like
they don't know what to do.
Right. We done been through this. Yeah. So are the kids going crazy being in the house?
Definitely the 11-year-old, Aaliyah, she's trying to stay occupied, staying on her phone. I'm trying to like, all right, let's play this card game. Let's play this board game.
Yeah.
One day we was drawing, just looking at, looking up things on Google and what to draw and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we're trying to stay occupied with other things other than like technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's like the most prominent thing at the moment.
And the most convenient, especially when you have other things to do. It's like, all right, well, I got to do this or I got to do that. So you guys get on the iPads.
Yeah, and you can't go outside.
Like getting out the house was going to school, was going to daycare and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I will say for all the now four stay-at-home moms, you're doing a great job. Don't worry. We will get through this.
For sure.
We're not going to keep you for too long. I do have a suggestion. I think you guys should pay Aaliyah. for helping with Junior.
Are you paying your? No.
Oh, don't say that out loud.
Okay. it may be a good idea to give you know something to look forward to.
We're gonna have to figure out something.
The chores, that all that, you know, it might not be such a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna wind up painting the walls here soon.
Yeah,
trying to figure out something. Anything else you want to add to tell the people and to let them know, you know, as far as this whole thing goes, you know, what to expect, be patient with the nurses. I know you guys have your hands full and you're going through a lot, and we definitely appreciate you guys. Anything you want to let the people know?
Well, I think we pretty much covered all. I did actually post something on my page. It was yesterday. It was another nurse pretty much saying that the best thing to do at this moment is to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're having, like, minor issues, like a stomach ache, just take some Pepto-Bismol. You'll be fine. Take that, so you'll be fine. If you're having, you know, minor aches and, you know, a sprain, put some ice on there. Just,
yeah, if you miss four periods, yes, you are pregnant. Stay at home.
You know, be pregnant, sis.
Right, yeah.
So I think just you know, taking precautions, unless it's unmanageable, you just have to come into the hospital. You know, absolutely do that. But it is safer to stay home at the moment until all of this is contained. Remember to wash your hands, and just staying healthy. I think doing the whole vitamins, staying hydrated, all of that, it's gonna build your immune system and keep it as strong as possible.
AD, anything else?
Technical difficulty.
But we kept rolling, though. We professionals at this.
I'm actually gonna have to listen back when I'm sure she has it covered. Please keep us safe. Thank you. That's mainly what I wanted to say. Thank you for working in the hospital. Yeah. You know, my family always want to be the nurse, but I don't have it in me. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I was so excited to put some clothes on today and stuff. Put a little lip gloss on. So I was like, oh, yes.
Thanks for stepping into it's going to be fun. We appreciate you.
I'm about to play dress up. Everybody going to the grocery store. I'm about to go to the beauty supply store, stock up on makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Where are people going to get their hair from?
I don't know. People are about to be struggling out here.
We're about to be some bald head scallywags.
Hair conditioning. You see me, I'm struggling already. I just did struggle hard yesterday.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. You be safe out there. And thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.